If you believe God for a miracle and you know we can do the impossible, shout yeah.
You're listening to the Climbing Higher radio broadcast with Bishop Eric A. Lambert Jr. of Bethel Deliverance International Church, a place where miracles still happen.
In Acts chapter 2, the initial filling came with the manifestation of tongues. In Acts chapter 4, they went back to God to pray because the persecution was greater than they imagined. So they went back to God to pray. And the Bible said the place where they were sitting was again filled with a power. And they were filled with the Holy Ghost. Again. Stop thinking that just because you were filled on January 15, 2001, that was it. No, baby. You get filled every morning. Every morning. Before you hit the streets, hit your knees. Fill me, Lord. Fill me, Lord. Fill me, Lord. Help me to deal with the idiotic behavior that I must confront. Fill me, Lord. Now watch. God works miracles in the Old Testament. Jesus works them in the New Testament. And then the apostles work them in the epistles. See the progression? Yeah. Now it's up to us. But it's the same Holy Spirit that ties us all together. So Jesus says something in John chapter 20, verse 22. And when he had said this, he breathed on them and said, "Receive ye the Holy Ghost." But who are you receiving? How will I know that he's there? There's some that will tell you if you don't speak in tongues, he's not there. We'll cover that in a few weeks. There are others that will tell you that there's certain physiological things that you have to experience if he's there. We'll cover that as well. But there is an undeniable truth that has nothing to do with tongues or physical responses. That's in Acts chapter 1, verse 8, as Jesus was preparing to be removed, he says, "But you shall receive power." I submit to you that we have a whole generation of Christians who have not learned how to walk in power. We get saved, filled, but we're not taught how to administer the power. People who say, "Oh, praise God, I have the gift of healing." Have you been taught how to administer it? "Oh, God made me a prophet." Have you been taught what it means to be a prophet? Now listen to me very carefully. You're familiar with the term a bull in a china shop? That simply means you take a person that has this type A driven personality, you don't put them over Wedgwood china. They'll bust it up. There are certain characteristics that cannot go with certain jobs. You would never have put Elijah over a daycare. He'd be putting those little babies, "Now get up here, sit up here, sit up here. You heard me, the devil is a liar. Come out of this child." There's certain gifts that don't work with certain vocations. When the Holy Ghost comes, he helps you to find out your place. Some of you have had one child, and you say, "Oh, God, why did you only give me one?" God said, "Because you only had the temperament for one." You only had the temperament for one. You ever watch somebody who's had 4 and 5 children? They don't drive them crazy. They're just 6, 7 children. You sitting there, "My God, I don't know how they do it." And they got them in perfect order, got them walking in a line, just looking. And that one is wearing you out, just one. "I don't know what I'm going to do." God says, "See, I couldn't give you any more. I know what you're capable of doing." We put people in jobs whose temperament doesn't allow them to be in it. And then we wonder why the children are afraid of that teacher. "I could never be a doctor. I don't have the temperament. I'm a person, just get over stuff. Doctor, my head hurts. I don't have time for all this." So he didn't make me a doctor. He made me a pastor. And I don't have time for all this. But what is the primary purpose of the Holy Spirit? When I'm born, I have 210 bones when I'm born. I'm extremely pliable, flexible. But as I grow and become an adult, I only have 205. Five of those bones have become assimilated into other places because I did not need their function anymore. There were things that were involved in your life that you needed as a baby Christian. And the Holy Spirit has been trying to wean you off of it. And because of an ignorance of his purpose, we are still in that baby phase because we have not allowed him to bring us to a place of assimilation in the body. Every part of my body is wondrously made. I have 32 feet of small intestine. Do you know how much 32 feet? Each one of these like ceiling tile are 2 feet wide. Just count over 8 of them. That's how long your small intestine is. Neatly folded in your body. 32 feet. 60,000 miles of capillaries, arteries, and veins in this body. 60,000 in this body. And you're not even mindful of its existence. Since the Bible says we are the functional body of Christ, somebody has to help us find our place. Somebody has to help us find our place. That's what the Holy Spirit's task is. I submit to you that if you're unhappy this morning, it's because you're not in your place. And you may have made a ministry placement decision based on an earthly illustrative menu. In other words, I like children. So I'm going to go to college and get a degree in education. But I'm not patient enough in my teaching. I've made the wrong decision because children irritate me. And if they irritate me, they're going to affect how I teach. But I applied for the teaching position because I have a degree in teaching. But I should not have pursued a degree in teaching. I should have pursued a degree in correctional officer. I still love them, but I'm not a molder. I want to correct them. I'm a disciplinarian. I'm in the wrong job. You will always have conflict in that job. You will be misunderstood by your supervisors. You will be misunderstood by the parents of the children. And the children will not respond to you with loving affection because you're in the wrong place. Over 70% of the workforce in this country are working in jobs that may pay well or satisfy economic hunger, but deep inside, that's not where you want to work. Deep inside, you'd rather do something that makes you happy. Well, now let's flip that script and put it into the body of Christ. You're singing on the choir, beautiful voice, but there's something burning in you to go into the streets. But you've been led to believe that that's a demotion because you're not out front. Child, God gave you a gift. God gave you a gift, and you ought to be up here and use that gift. Well, who's to say you can't sing in the streets? The gift must match the burning. When you argue about money, you're in the wrong place. Holy Spirit didn't put you there. Well, I don't know why I can't get more of this, and I don't know why I can't get more of that. Holy Spirit didn't put you there because he says be content. This is why God said, introduce them to me. And what's the point? What was the purpose? Why would Jesus breathe and tell us to receive this? You're not forced. He said, receive it. Watch this. There are people who want to give me stuff. And if I don't know you, I don't receive well. Most time I don't receive well from people who know me unless it's my family. They're the only ones that can give me something and I won't open it and look at it like that. Because I know them, and I know they're not trying to hurt me. Jesus didn't say accept the Holy Ghost. Jesus didn't say evaluate the Holy Ghost. He said receive. You ought to know me. I'm not trying to hurt you. What I'm giving you is going to benefit you. Temptations will come, but the Holy Spirit can make you less temptable. When you know him.
For a copy of the message you just heard in its entirety, call 215-885-2585. And when ordering, request ID number
04116A.
Today's message is available on CD for $9 and DVD for $16. The Climbing Higher TV broadcast can be seen on WBPH TV 60, Monday through Friday at 7:30 a.m. To attend Bethel Sunday services, join us at 2929 West Sheltenham Avenue at 7:30 a.m., 11:30 a.m., and 6 p.m., with prayer and Bible study being held every Wednesday beginning at 7 p.m. For more information, visit us on the web at www.betheldeliverance.org. Thank you for tuning in to the Climbing Higher broadcast with Bishop Eric A. Lambert, Jr. of Bethel Deliverance International Church. A place where miracles still happen.
Calling all preachers, evangelists, ministers, and carriers of the Word of God. Bishop Eric Lambert Jr. and the Bethel Deliverance International Fellowship of Churches invite you to attend Preaching Workshop 2016. This year's theme is Releasing the Fire with Specific Purpose. Come and learn from dynamic preachers of the Word, including Dr. Wesley Pinnock of True Light Fellowship Church, Pastor Clement M. Lupton III of Beloved St. John Evangelistic Church, and Bishop Eric A. Lambert Jr., presiding bishop of Bethel Deliverance International Fellowship of Churches. You'll have an opportunity to develop new strategies that will make your preaching effective for the Lord. Workshop topics include preaching for evangelism, preaching for training, and preaching for sanctification. The cost for materials and lunch is $20 per person. It's all taking place Saturday, July 16th from 9 a.m. to 4 p.m. at Bethel Deliverance International Church, located at 2929 West Cheltenham Avenue in Winco, PA. To register, call 215-885-2585, extension 314, or visit BethelDeliverance.org.